I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites durood, who recites salam upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with that person on the Day of Judgment. If a person recites durood 50 times daily and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shakes hands with that person on the Day of Judgment, then how can the fire of the next world touch that person who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam touched? So this is something beautiful and something faith refreshing for us and something that will motivate us to recite durood upon the Prophet. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Deadly Sins, in which we talk about those sins which not only destroy a person's hereafter, but also their world. Those sins which take a person away from the path of paradise. Those sins which cause the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. Those sins which take a person away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ultimately those sins which can cause a person to lose his iman. And the topic of today is very relevant, especially within the young people, especially within this era. It is something which is very common. We would not hear a lot about it in our father's era or in the previous era, but it's something which is very common now. It is something which is very accessible now. And it is something which is very destroying as well. And the sin which we're going to talk about today is zina, fornication, adultery. As the times have progressed and the era of social media has came, explicitness, nudity, pornography, they have become easy to gain. It's easy, they're easily accessible. And they're so easily accessible that nowadays children as young as 8 have been exposed to this dirt, this filth. So something to think about, that if a child at the age of 8, who does not completely comprehend everything, whose intellectual ability is not that of an elder person to understand what is going on, and he is exposed to this sort of filth, he is exposed to this sort of behayai, immodesty, how is this going to affect his brain? How is this going to program him in the future? How is that going to form his brain, the image of a woman or an image of a man in his head, if all he is seeing are them as objects, if he is seeing them as tools, if he is seeing there is no respect given to either one of these, then in the future he will adopt those methods. And speaking of today, it has become so common that people do not even consider it a sin. People go out and they fall into this sin to fulfill their desires, to fulfill that short amount of time, the short lazzat, the short amount of pleasure. They put their akhirah, they put the hereafter on the line. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when a person is committing zina, when a person is in this state, when he's in this place, when he's doing this action, then his iman is taken away from him like a person takes his shirt off and it is hanging over his head. So whilst he is indulging in this act, his iman has left him, it is hanging his body. And when he leaves this act, then that iman returns in his body. So one thing to think about is, imagine you are in this state. A person is fornicating, committing adultery, is doing zina. And according to the hadith, iman is out of his body, iman is away from him. And if he dies in that state, if he dies in that moment, then will he have died with iman? This is something to think about, and this is something which is very scary as well, because when a person loses his iman, when a person's iman is taken away from him, then he has nothing left in this world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked his companion, what is the worst of sins? And the companion said, to associate partners with Allah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked again, and they said, to kill an innocent soul. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked again, and then the companions did not know what to say. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zina. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fornication, adultery. And he gave the mindset to his companions to stay away from this filth, to stay away from this evil, dirty act. And if you were to look at the stories of our pious predecessors and how much they would protect themselves from this evil act. There is a parable, a story mentioned in books that there was a sheikh, Sheikh Miski. He was the son of a merchant. He was the son of a businessman. So when he reached a bit of an elder age, the people used to say to his father, you should bring him into the market so he learns the trade, he learns the business, he learns how to deal with people. So he listened to the advice of the people and he brought his son with him. So he used to sit with him in his shop in the marketplace and do business with people. One day, a rich woman seen him, and she seen him with a dirty eye, and she fell in love with his beauty, and she wanted to commit zina, adultery with him. But she could not just go up to him and ask him about this like nowadays. So she had hatched up a plan. She went to his shop and she bought a lot of stock. She bought a lot of product. So much so that she was not able to carry it all herself. So she said to him, she said to that young sheikh at that time, help me carry all of this to my house. I will give you extra money. He said, fine. So he gathered those products, that stock, and he went with her to her house. And he put it in her house. And when he was inside her house, she closed the doors and she revealed her true intentions. She said, the reason I have brought you here is because I want to commit zina with you. I want to fornicate with you. I want to have a good time with you. And he became stressed. He became fearful and he said, I will not do this with you. So she said, if you do not do this with me, then I will start screaming, I will start shouting, and I will say that you raped me, I will accuse you of raping me, and then you will be disgraced. So the best option for you is that you apply by me. This young man of young age who has the fear of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he first tells us to fear her Allah, he tells her to fear the Lord, but because the state of lust is such that it overtakes the body, that a person does not know, he's not in his intellect, it's like an intoxication. Until he commits that sin, he will not be at ease. She is in this state. So she keeps insisting, she keeps telling him. And this young man, he starts to think, and he wants to get out of this, but there is no way. The doors are closed, they're in her house. How does he get out? So he thinks of a plan. He says, let me go use your bathroom. Let me go to your bathroom, use it for a moment. She says, okay. She opens the door for him to go to the bathroom. He goes into the bathroom. He's thinking, Ya Allah, take me out of this difficulty. Protect me from this. I do not want to disobey you. I do not want to commit this sin. So he hatches a plan. He thinks of a plan. He uses the dirt in the toilet and he rubs it on his body and on his face. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he dirties and filths his exterior body. And then he starts shouting like a maniac, like a majnoon, like a madman, and he comes running into the room. And when the woman sees this, she says that you are a mad person, you are a person who is mentally ill, you're an idiot, get out of my house. So she throws him out of her house. And when he goes out of his house, he goes to the local river, he washes himself, he prays 2 rak'ah, he prays to Allah Ta'ala, he gives thanks to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you have saved me from this trial and tribulation. You have saved me from this sin that I was going to commit. And in this state, thanking Allah and repenting to Allah, he goes to sleep. And in his sleep, he sees a beautiful man. And the beautiful man comes to him and he says that, you remind me of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Because of the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaykha radiallahu anha, that story and what happens in that incident, that man in the dream says to that Sayyidina Miski that, you remind me, I smell the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam from you. And Sayyidina Miski in his dream says to that person, who are you? And that person replies, Ana Jibra'il. I'm Jibra'il, I am the angel, the archangel of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has sent me to come to you to tell you that He is pleased with you. And once Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam spoke with him, he put his hand over his body, he caressed his body with his hand and his face. And when he woke up, there was a beautiful fragrant emanating from his body. And it is said about Sayyidina Miski that he was so fragrant, his His body was so beautiful. He used to smell so nice that if he would go through an alleyway, if he was to walk through a street, that people of that street would know that Miski has been through here. If he was to enter a masjid and leave, the fragrance would stay in the masjid and people would know that Miski has been in this masjid. And this is the reward given to the people who protect themselves for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, when there is no shade except the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, 7 type of people will be given this shade. And one of them is that person, that young man, who protects his youth and spends it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Today Allah Ta'ala has made us young. He has given us the ability to commit a sin. But if we refrain from that sin, Allah Ta'ala proudly addresses the angel and says that he is my true bondsman. He is young. He has the ability. He has the means. But out of my fear, he is protecting himself. And that is the true test of a mu'min, true test of a believer, that when he has the ability to commit a sin, he has a desire to commit a sin, he has the means, the opportunity to commit a sin, but he refrains, he stops himself because of the love and the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is when a person truly tastes the sweetness of Iman. And Allah Ta'ala honors that person who does this. And this is how our pious predecessors would protect themselves from committing zina. Once a person came in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to do zina. Give me permission to fornicate. The companions radiallahu anhu, when they heard this, they became angry. They said, how is this person coming to the court of Rasulullah and asking the Prophet to grant him the permission to commit zina? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calmed his companions down and told that person to come closer to him. When that person came closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how would you like it if somebody was to commit zina with your mother? If somebody was to fornicate with your mother? He said, by Allah, I would not like it. I would not like it to happen to my mother. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so when you want to do it, she is somebody's mother. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, how would you like it if somebody was to fornicate with your sister? That person replied, by Allah, I would not like it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, that woman you want to commit zina with, she is somebody's sister. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how would you like it if somebody was to commit zina with your daughter? And he said, by Allah, I would not like it. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that woman that you want to commit zina with, she's somebody's daughter. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how would you like it if somebody was to commit zina with your auntie, with your khala? He said, by Allah, I would not like it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that woman you want to commit zina with, she's somebody's auntie. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke to him on his level and tried to explain to him that what wrong you are doing to other people's women, you do not want it to happen to your women. So refrain from it, do not do it. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam patted his chest, blew on his chest, and he says, since that day, I have not had the desire to commit zina. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful words of advice, his hikmah, and his spiritual powers healed that person from the sin of zina. And we need to tell ourselves, we need to remind ourselves that where we are not committing zina, we need to stop being in a place or stop being an invitation towards zina as well. Because the way you portray yourself, the way you put yourself out there, that is how people will treat you. If you show yourself to be an immodest, an explicit, a dirty, filthy person, that is how people will treat you as well. But that does not give us the right to point fingers at somebody else, especially within our community. The brothers are very quick to point fingers at our sisters, to call them names, to shame them, to abuse them, to lower their honor within the community. Remember, they were prostitutes who were given the glad tidings of paradise. They were made to enter paradise because of their actions. Their actions of what? Feeding water to a cat. So in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, we do not know who is pious and who is sinful. So we should be worried and fearful for our state. And if we ever see somebody committing a sin, we should do dua for that person. We should say good words. We should do dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, forgive this person. Ya Allah, whatever sin they are indulged in, remove that sin from them. So if you are sincere in your intention of rectifying somebody else, if you are sincere in making somebody better, then you need to pray for them. So may Allah Ta'ala forgive us for any sins that we have done. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from zina. May Allah Ta'ala keep us away from the shadow of zina as well. May Allah Ta'ala always safeguard us. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.